You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Jess's Lit. It's been a while since I've gone on this live show. I was in Toronto meeting my brother, who goes to the University of Toronto. I was there for about just over 2 weeks, or 2 weeks to be exact. I had a really good time to kind of heal my body mentally and physically, spent some time, you know, catching up with our lives since he is in school in the East Coast. I went with my brother Jeff as well, so all three of us were united. It's been a while since we've been together, all three of us, in the same space, physical space, and so it was good to see him and I guess explore Toronto as well. I also got to try out some food places that are not in Vancouver before I left Vancouver to Toronto. I searched up some places, mainly chicken places, because I like chicken, places where Vancouver is not available with, and so one of them was Dave's Hot Chicken, and so I noticed that they have it in downtown Toronto. I went and tried it. Amazing food, although a little bit on the pricey side, but to me it was totally worth it. So people who are, you know, going to Toronto, check that out. I also went to Wingstop, which was something that my brother Jeff mentioned, which I didn't really like, but again, that was an experience. And then Chick-fil-A, obviously, was a must. Really loved that. And I've also tried this place called New Hawking, which is a Chinese restaurant located in the heart of Toronto. And it was actually, it actually blew up. It's a metaphorical term, blew up, but the place got popular because of a song from one of my favorite rappers, Kendrick Lamar. He mentioned it in one of his songs, and so I had to try it out. We went pretty late at night because it was open till late. And the food was okay. The food was okay, but the main point of going there was to go to the restaurant Kendrick referenced in his songs. And so, yeah, we went to many places in Toronto, just walked around. The weather was okay most of the days, although it was a bit hot and humid, but had a blast in Toronto with my brothers. And I hope you all had a good past 2 weeks. Summer school did start, and so people who are in summer school, you got this. Keep up the grind. And yeah, the weather has been brutal. It's been raining so much, although it has cleared up a bit right now, which I'm so thankful for. I'm seeing a bit of sun from the studio here, and so take advantage of the sun. And because the weather app, I think it's just all rain for a couple of weeks. But yeah, enough chit-chat. Today is a good day, an exciting day. We got a lot to do. For the first part of the show, I'll be playing some music. I'll be playing some Canadian music. Some Indigenous artists will be there, and some local artists and bands from the Lower Mainland, Vancouver, is going to be there. And so some good songs ahead for the first part of the show. And then we'll have a quick break after that. And then the second part, we will be continuing on some poetry readings, because I believe we haven't done that in a while. Just a full-on concentration of poetry. And so I'll be reading poetry from an article, a PDF article that I found several weeks or months ago. I believe we went over this article in the past, previous episodes, but it'll be a continuation of that because this article base of poetry is very dense and long. And so some of the people who have been listening mentioned this. It was a, it's called, it's from the SFU, Simon Fraser University website, and it's called T. and Bannock Stories, First Nations Communities of Poetic Voices. So it's basically the gathering of poets who some are anonymous and some are named, but it's basically a literary community of First Nations poetic voices. And so we will continue on with that. And yeah, without further ado, we will get right on to the music. The first music that we will play today is from Caitlin Goulet. And Caitlin is of Métis, French, Irish, Welsh, and Scottish heritage. She is based in Treaty 7 territory, which encompasses the traditional lands of the Blackfoot Confederacy, the Tsuina Nation, Stoney Nakoda Nation, and the Odi-Pemiscewak Métis government of the Métis Nation, known today as Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Her performance highlights include the Vancouver International Jazz Fest, Talking Stick Festival, Pacific National Exhibition, Kitsilano Street Party, Indigifest as a pre-headliner, and opening for Snotty Rose, Rez Kids, and Mad Child. Now, I apologize if my voice sounds a bit murky because I am suffering from allergies. It's allergy seasons, and many people around me are coughing, sneezing, sniffling. And so, yes, I do apologize if my voice does sound a little stuffy or something. But I will try my best to talk as clearly as possible. So our first song for today is from Caitlin Goulet. It is called Fun and Games. Here we go.
Sometimes I make myself sick with the things that I do. I know I'm trying to fix my mistakes with mistakes, trade the old for the new. I keep repeating these patterns like I do them in my sleep. First I drink and I laugh, then I drink and I run. Yeah, the cycle is rinse and repeat.
That was Fun and Games from Caitlin Goulette. The next song is from the band Black Mountain. Black Mountain is a psychedelic rock band from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And the band consists of Stephen McBean, Jeremy Schmidt, Adam Bulgasm, Amber Weber, and Arjan Miranda. Since their formation in 2004, Black Mountain has released 5 LPs. Black Mountain, In the Future, Wilderness, Heart, Ivy, and Destroyer. And they have also released 2 EPs and several singles, primarily under the Jaguar label. This is Mothers of the Sun from Black Mountain. Here we go.
Ain't no fooling.
That was Mothers of the Sun by Black Mountain. The next song on our list is by Jillian Lake. She is an indie artist based in Vancouver. And so let's give this one a run. It is called Hideaway by Jillian Lake. That was Hideaway from Jillian Lake. Our next song is from Leela Gilday. She is a Dene Canadian singer-songwriter from Yellowknife Northwest Territories. Since 2002, she has released 5 solo albums, 2 of which have won the Juno Award for Indigenous Music Album of the Year. This is Going Home by Leela Gilday. We'll be right back. That was Going Home by Leila Gilday. This will be our last song for the day. It's from Susan Aglukark. Over a career spanning more than 25 years, Susan Aglukark's journey as a singer and songwriter has led her to reflect deeply on her identity, heritage, and the importance of discovering history, culture, and self. Susan is the first Inuk artist to win 3 Juno Awards and receive the Governor General's Performing Arts Award for Lifetime Artistic Achievement. She is an officer of the Order of Canada. She holds several honorary doctorates and has performed at command events. Susan also acknowledges that her path has not been an easy one, and yeah, she's a very inspirational figure. This is OCM by Susan Aglukark.
Thank you.
That was OCM by Susan Aglukark. Now that was it for the songs today. We will come back after the break and then start off our second part, which will be some poetry. And so, yeah, we'll be right back after the break.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Campbell Bay Music Fest is a small music festival held in a beautiful waterfront setting on Skithek, or Main Island, in British Columbia's Gulf Islands. We present emerging artists in a diverse array of genres and have a simple mission. Bring musicians and music lovers together for a really, really good time. We feature multiple genres with a focus on progressive music and music rooted in folk traditions, and we always aim to have something you've never heard before. Campbell Bay Music Fest runs June 21st to 23rd, and the artist lineup includes Madeline Roger, Medusa, Pony Girl, Rozier, Talal McBriar, Ila Bamba, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at www.campbellbaymusicfest.com. That's CAMPBELL, campbellbaymusicfest.com.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, Canadian indie rock sensation Ecstasy, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Wit, trailblazing Argentine singer-songwriter Juana Molina, and many, many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists in the full lineup. Check out the full lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. Repeat, sledisland.com.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Thank you. context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Welcome back. That was a couple of PSAs, ads, and some show promos. Now we're going to start off the second half of the show with some poetry. This is from the article that we went through in the previous episodes. And so, yeah, we'll continue on with this. The first poem is from Wanda Mary John, My Indian Princess. The blushing moon cast an incandescent silhouette upon your face, bathing your brown eyes with abalone specks. I could see your growing need, but not for me, and all your secrets, all within the borrowed light. The cool air arose in surprising thrusts, coercing your navy black hair, gracing and grazing, sending skitters of dancing shadows across your face, your neck, down your back. Silhouette spirits of the cedars descended and sashayed in the breeze, touching you softly like I wanted to, but unlike the shadows, I could never be as undaunted. The next poem is also from Wanda Mary John, Life and Breath. I remember a place separated by generations, fleeting calls of the chickadee echo from the past. They knew their place. Robust deer frolicked on grassy skirts, nibbling on earthy pastures, resting in the crimson sun. They knew their place. In the twilight, one could hear the lonesome cries of the wolf calling to his own. He knew his place. This place is where Kokum knelt with hardship to arrange her offering. Weak from determination, her breath labored, inhaling the unmistakable perfume of the sweet grass that grew with unending purpose, poised, waiting to be caressed and gathered with hired hands. She knew her place. I really like this poem, Life and Breath. Kind of contrasts two parts where she explained in three parts their experiences and the, I guess, manifestation of life and breath. And yeah, I guess it's about knowing yourself, knowing the reality of yourself, and just having a sense of knowledge of life in general. Really good piece of poetry. This poem is also from Wanda Mary John. It's called Luna. Can you hear it? She calls to her pod, mourning. Oh, no, sorry. Can you hear it? She calls to her pod, mournful echoing against the vast mountain walls through the valleys. I hear her call. She slaps the calm water with her sleek, merciless tail. Teardrops of the sea fall upon her shiny black head. Mist encases the mountain breaks and sets its blanket across the empty space. She bellows once more, then twice, then three, To this day, when you're all alone, you can hear her mournful cry echoing against the mountain valleys through the mist, clotting the air with loneliness. Now, this poem is from Roland Najuan, and it is an indigenous person, and it will talk about some personal correspondence with also the published poet, Roland Najuan. And so, yeah, I'm not sure where these are. It just says below that there needed to be, I guess, flowing of poems from Roland, but I believe that it's in a different section, so we won't do that. The poem I'm reading now is from Lakla Croy. It's called Poem. I heard someone calling, so I turned around, and no one was there. So I went walking, and I heard someone whispered. He was saying, I made the sky, trees, and everything nice. I made people and the rocks, and I heard him saying, I make the sunshine, and I make the rain. Next poem is from Stanley Ottertail. This poem is from April 11th, 1968. So this is 1 year before my father was born. A very old poem. It's called Indian Lullaby. I think in this poem there are stars shining and the moon is very bright. Outside you can hear the sounds of the wind flowing through the leaves and the sounds of the water going by and the animals are all sleeping. You can hear the owl call and the lonely sounds of the frogs croaking along the river banks and the loons call far, far away and dogs barking in the village. There are no clouds in the sky, and that's what I think in this poem. Now, this is a very interesting poem. This whole middle part is a run-on sentence with just with a dense amount of information. And so I think that this poem consists of this person's thoughts, of a poem, obviously, and it's relating to indigenous culture and how these aspects mentioned in the middle part of the poem kind of encompass the culture and heritage of indigenous identity. So, interesting poem. This poem is also from Stanley Ottertail. It's called Rain. Whenever the clouds are gray, when we don't have a gay day, down comes the roar of thunder and raindrops making puddles. And when we go outside to play, we put on our raincoats and rubbers. Splash, splash, splash goes our feet in the puddles while we play and shout. A very simple poem, but I guess if you really dissect it one by one or word by word, it has a very deep meaning of, I guess, nostalgia, memories of being a quote-unquote kid. I believe that this person was sort of recollecting the past and thinking about, you know, the memories of just being a child. Splash, 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 as it is said in the poem, just having a good time in general without thinking too much. This is also from Stanley Ottertail. It's called The Northern Lights. I think the northern lights are beautiful, dancing up and down and dancing below the stars. And northern lights have all kinds of colors. Northern lights look like Indians dancing around the drum, till all at once they stop to dance and disappear in blue sky, and like fire burning wood on the fireplace. This next poem is from Thomas Whitefish. It's from May 17th, 1967, so older than the one I mentioned before, And this poem is also called Poem. Lonely calls at night, owls calling at night, bats flying almost all night long. The dog barking at night, wolves crying angels flying all over the place. I like to hear sounds at night, my heart beating, slower little babies sleeping at night. I wonder what bears would think at night. Stars starting to go up at early morning, little bit of rain, drops falling from the skies, the wind starts to blow, and leaves falling one by one. That was the poem called Poem. Here's a very short one from Dennis Jack. It's called Horse. Horses are beautiful when they are running, because I would like to ride a horse, of course. White horses, black horses, gray horses, and bay horses. This is also a short poem by Janice Jack. It's called Home. My homeland is Labrador. I live in Natwashish. I had a lot of friends in Natwashish. I wish I were back in Natwashish, Labrador. Now, I like his poems because it just gets right to the point. You don't really have to dig deep into what it means. And some people, through my experience, don't really prefer that. They prefer poems that really go deep inside the meaning and it's implicitly shown literarily. But some people, and myself, I'm kind of in the middle here. I like to, you know, think hard on what, you know, each word of each poem means. And, you know, sometimes, like the poet Rupi Kapoor, I believe I said that correctly, her name. But some short poems that just have literal meanings to each word. And, you know, the shorter the poem, I guess, the less to dissect. But yeah, some short poems that just get right to the point, I enjoy reading as well. So a good mix-up is what we need. This poem is from Vera Charlie. It's called Seasons. Winter is cold and everything on the earth is sleeping. Spring is warm, the earth, and making everything waking up. Summer is hot and sunny, and everything blooms. Fall is when the leaves fall, and we thank the Creator for all things. This next poem is from Samuel Tom. It's called Owl and Coyote. Chipmunk was picking Saya. Owl woman said your grandmother wants you. Owl woman fooled chipmunk. Chipmunk died. Coyote came. Owl woman died. Coyote set the children free. Now this poem, I'm not really sure what the context is about, but it does mention some words of indigenous culture, and I believe that the owl and coyote symbolize something in the indigenous identity heritage. And so, yeah, this was an interesting poem to read. Let's just do a couple more before we finish off the day. This one is called this one is from Shay McRae, called My Cat. I have a cat whose name is Maximus. He loves to be the my cat. Oh, sorry. This poem is, oh, it's purposely like this. Okay. This is an interesting poem. Let's start over here. I have a cat whose name is Maximus. He loves to be the my cat, loves to hang around. The house being lazy, my cat has a cat friend's name, Kitty, who lives at my sister's house, and the other cat's name is Dollars, who ran away. My cat is loved by my family each and every day. This was an interesting poem because the wordplay here is a bit, I guess, linguistically off in a sense. The lines are separated in weird sections and the letters are capitalized in unexpected ways. And so at first it seemed kind of awkward, but I'm not sure why Shay McRae did this, but it is an interesting poem and it is explaining the experiences and her emotions through her cat. This is also from Shay McRae, and this will be our last poem of the day. And so let's give this a go. It's called My Family. I have a nice family who loves and cares for me. I love them. The the way they love me. That's what's great about my family. In my family, I have a nice mom and dad, 3 sisters, 1 brother, 1 niece, and 2 nephews, and I'm happy I have them to care for me. Again, this poem, I'm not sure how to say it, but you guys can't really see what I'm reading right now. But again, the wordplay and the word separations linguistically is kind of off, and there's not many periods. There's just a whole bunch of line breaks and commas. But again, I guess that's the beauty of poetry. Very subjective, and every intention of wordplay and separation and whatnot, everything else has a meaning. And so Shay McRae, your poems, you know, they seemed a little awkward at first, but I'm having a good time reading them. So maybe we shall touch on Shay McRae's poems in our future shows. Yeah, that could be something we could try. But I guess that's it. It's already at the end. We're already at the end. Just to mention that I'm normally doing bi-weeklies on Tuesdays, but for a month I have gotten some times available, so I will be every weekend, or not every weekend, every week. Tuesdays, I'll be doing that for a month. So yeah, thank you all for joining Jess is Lit again. I will see you next week on Tuesdays with more literature, songs, poems, whatnot. I will be considering what I hear from the listeners. And so, yeah, I hope you guys have a beautiful day, beautiful evening. The sun is shining so bright, so please take advantage of the sun and have yourselves a healthy week. And thank you all. I will see you again next time.